In the high-pressure world of business, it's easy for projects and teams to become mired in conflict, miscommunication, and stress. However, the best managers have a knack for navigating these challenges with grace and composure, ensuring that their teams stay focused and motivated, and best of all, drama-free. In this episode, I want to work on the secrets to managing successfully without unnecessary tension and turmoil. I want to discuss practical strategies for clear communication, conflict resolution, and creating a positive work environment. And we'll talk about seasoned managers who've mastered the art of drama-free leadership and share some examples of how they keep their teams productive and harmonious. Welcome to Ignoring the Rules podcast, where I delve into the strategies and the insights that propel business success. I'm Wayne Robertson, and today I want to explore the crucial aspect of effective leadership and how great managers deliver exceptional results without the drama. I will also provide tips you can implement to improve your managerial style, foster collaborative atmosphere, and drive your team to deliver outstanding results smoothly and efficiently. So join me as I explore how to become a great manager who delivers without the drama, creating a thriving, productive, and stress-free workplace. So grab your headphones and get ready to be inspired. Let's discover how to lead with confidence, clarity, and calm, and ensure your team achieves success without all the drama. What are the critical values a leader needs to have? Well, all of us have worked for fantastic managers, and I've also worked for some terrible train wrecks. And what are the traits that these leaders should have? Let's discuss all these traits and how they can work out. And by the way, when you're working on projects, deadline heroes aren't born. They're made in the fires of impossible timelines and last-minute revisions. Great managers can deliver results, not drama, because they know the difference between urgency and chaos. And great managers don't shout to be heard. They speak calmly, and they let their results do the mic drop. Don't have to make a big deal about it. The following story is fictional, but it is based on real life over many years and many projects. Ben was a project manager at a cutting-edge tech firm, known for his technical expertise, but struggling with leadership, which, by the way, is very common. When tasked with leading the Nexus project, an ambitious initiative to develop a state-of-the-art platform, he realized he needed to develop critical leadership traits that would ensure the project's success. And so here's how he went about to do it. Now, as I mentioned, his technical skills were top-notch, but the leadership style was lacking. And the Nexus project was off to a rocky start, with team members feeling undervalued and overworked. And realizing that technical know-how alone won't suffice, Ben sought advice from his mentor, Lisa, a renowned project manager known for her exceptional leadership skills. Lisa emphasized the importance of empathy, respect, communication, and hiring the right talent. She advised Ben to focus on these critical leadership traits to turn things around. And so, he began by meeting with each team member individually to understand their strengths and weaknesses and their career aspirations. And he listened attentively and took notes on how he could better support them. First, there was Emma. She was a brilliant but introverted developer, expressed her ideas for more challenging tasks and opportunities to contribute ideas. So Ben assigned her to lead a critical component of the project and encouraged her to share her insights in meetings. Tom was a senior designer, and he felt his creative ideas were often overlooked. And so Ben made it a point to include Tom in the decision-making process and publicly acknowledged his contributions. Sophia was a meticulous QA engineer and wanted to learn more about project management. And so Ben offered her mentoring sessions and included her in project planning discussions. So by understanding and addressing their individual needs, Ben began to build trust and foster a sense of value within the team. And Ben realized that empathy and respect were key to creating a positive work environment, and he implemented several practices to honor those traits. First, a regular one-on-one check-in with each team member to listen to their concerns and provide support. And also he had open communication, a new thing for him, which created a safe space for team members to voice their ideas and feedback. And then Ben made it a habit to recognize and praise team members for their hard work and achievements, both publicly and privately. And these practices helped to build supportive and collaborative culture where the team members felt respected and valued. Another thing he worked on was he knew he needed to hire the best talent. And he revised the hiring process to focus not only on technical skills, but also on the cultural fit and alignment with the team's values, which is really important, very critical. How did he do this? Well, he incorporated behavioral interviews to assess candidate soft skills, such as communication and teamwork and problem solving. And he involved the team members in the interview process to get diverse perspectives and ensure that new hires would be a good fit. And by doing that, you also get the team members' buy-in on all new team members. Very critical. So by focusing on these aspects, Ben successfully hired talented individuals who complemented the existing team and contributed to a positive work environment. Now, Ben understood that empowering his team was crucial for their success, and he delegated tasks based on each member's strengths and trusted them to take ownership of their work. And this approach not only boosted their confidence, but also fostered a sense of accountability and commitment. So when the team faced a major technical challenge, Ben facilitated a brainstorming session, encouraging everyone to contribute ideas. And this collaborative approach led to an innovative solution that propelled the project forward. And as the Nexus project progressed, Ben made it a point to celebrate both small and significant milestones. He organized team lunches and informal gatherings and recognition events to honor their hard work. When the platform was successfully completed, he threw a get-together, highlighting each team member's contribution and the collective effort that led to their success. And these celebrations fostered a strong sense of camaraderie and motivation in the team. So thanks to Ben's leadership, or the new version anyway, and the team's dedication, the Nexus project was completed on time and received widespread acclaim. And the platform's innovative features and user-friendly design positioned the company as a leader in the industry. And at the launch event, Ben gave a heartfelt speech acknowledging each team member's efforts and their importance of their contributions. He emphasized the success of Nexus was a result of their collective talent, hard work, and the positive culture they had built together. And so the success of this project transformed Ben's approach to leadership. His focus on empathy, respect, communication, and effective hiring became a model for other project managers within the company. Ben continued to lead new projects with the same philosophy, mentoring other managers and sharing his experiences. And Ben's journey serves as an inspiring example of how critical leadership traits and honoring each team member can lead to extraordinary success. In the fast-paced world of technology, his story underscores the importance of creating a supportive and collaborative environment where people can thrive and achieve greatness. And by putting his team first and implementing effective hiring methods, Ben not only achieved project success, but also built a legacy of strong people-centered leadership that would benefit the company for years to come. As you know, Warren Buffett is famous for his simple yet powerful life advice, and even though he's in his 90s, his wisdom continues to point the way forward for entrepreneurs and business professionals. And I think one of the most important pieces I've ever read that he has said is to find trustworthy leaders. He believes that investing in relationships with honest and ethical people is one of the most important decisions we can make in life. So these are not the technical requirements you may go over normally in hiring somebody. It's the quote-unquote soft skills, but they're very important. So what do we do here? How can we deliver without too much drama? And how can we make the teams feel great? And you need to be a generous leader, because being a generous manager goes beyond simply providing material rewards or perks. It involves demonstrating generosity in your actions, your attitudes, and your interactions with your team members. And here are some ways to be a generous manager. Be generous with recognition. Acknowledge and appreciate your team members' contributions regularly, recognizing their hard work, achievements, and successes, both publicly and privately. And make it a point to celebrate milestones and accomplishments together. Also, be generous with opportunities for professional development and growth. Offer training, mentorship, and challenging assignments that allow your team members to expand their skills and advance their careers. And show genuine concern and support for your team members' well-being and success. Be approachable and available to listen to their concerns. Offer guidance and provide assistance when needed. And encourage a culture of openness and trust. Be flexible and understanding when it comes to accommodating your team members' personal and professional needs. And you offer flexibility in work hours and remote work options and time off to help them achieve a better work-life balance. And empower your team members to take ownership of their work and make decisions autonomously. Trust them to do their best and provide them with the resources and support they need to succeed. And again, I keep coming back to this. This is a famous one for me. Lead by example. Model generosity in your own behavior and interactions. Demonstrate kindness and empathy and generosity towards your team members, colleagues, and others in the workplace. And if you foster a positive and supportive work environment where generosity is valued and encouraged, others will pick that up too. And encourage collaboration and teamwork all among your team members to each other. Be open and transparent with your team members about the company's goals and challenges and decisions, and involve them in the decision-making process when it's appropriate, and communicate openly and honestly. And demonstrate empathy and compassion towards your team members' experiences, challenges, and emotions. Take the time to understand their perspectives, and you want to provide support and encouragement when needed. And, you know, this is really can help. Encourage and support your team members' involvement in charitable activities or community service initiatives, because you want to lead by example by participating in such activities yourself and demonstrating a commitment to giving back. When you embody these qualities of generosity and incorporating them into your management approach, you will create a positive and supportive work environment where your team members can feel valued, motivated, and empowered, and they will do great things. Now, How do we become an honest manager? One of them is, of course, communicate openly. We've talked a bit about that. Be transparent and forthcoming in your communication. And you want to provide constructive feedback. Offer honest and constructive feedback to your team members for their performance, both positive and negative. But be very careful. Don't lead with a negative. Always lead with the positive. And be very specific and objective in your feedback. You want to be specific and also objective because you want to focus on behaviors and outcomes rather than their personal characteristics. This one is hard for me and many other people. Admit your mistakes. Be willing to acknowledge and take responsibility for your mistakes as a manager. Admitting when you're wrong or when you've made a misstep, this demonstrates humility and earns respect from your team. And also demonstrate honesty and integrity with your own actions and behavior. Be a role model for your team by consistently adhering to ethical standards and values. Also, create a culture of openness and trust, where team members feel comfortable expressing their opinions. Be consistent in your words and actions so that you can be trusted. Avoid making promises you can't keep or even sending mixed messages that could undermine trust. And this one I haven't mentioned before, but it's a biggie. Honor confidentiality and privacy when you're dealing with people. You want them to open up and tell you what's going on, but you've got to keep their privacy at the top of your list. This one can be hard because you may not get the answers you want back, but it's important to seek feedback. Seek feedback from your team members on your own performance as a manager and a leader. Be open to receiving constructive criticism and use it as an opportunity for growth and improvement. Thank them over and over for helping you become a better manager. And I've mentioned this before in previous podcasts, but it's really important. Clear expectations. It's so hard. I've been through so much where the expectations weren't clear. So you didn't know. If you don't know the target, how can you shoot and hit it? And honor your commitments and follow through on promises and agreements made with your team members because you want to consistently deliver on your word, building trust and credibility as a manager. Now, here's an oddball one. Actually, not so oddball, but it's my style. Being a servant leader manager involves prioritizing the needs of your team members, empowering them, and serving as a facilitator for their growth and success. And here's how it's done. And I've actually done it. It works. It's hard, but it works. First, focus on the well-being and development and success of your team members above your own interests. Take the time to understand them. Understand their needs, understand their goals and aspirations. And you want to adopt a mindset of service towards your team members because you want to look for ways to support and assist them in achieving their objectives, and remove obstacles, and providing resources as needed. You want to empower your team members by giving them autonomy and authority and responsibility to make decisions. They will surprise you what they do. They'll do great things. You need to provide guidance and support, but trust them to do their best. And practice active listening and seek to understand the perspectives, the concerns, and the ideas of your team members. You want to create opportunities for open dialogue and encourage feedback. And of course, I keep coming back to this. This is a favorite one of mine, so I won't spend too much time on it. Model the values of behaviors you want to see in your team members. Demonstrate integrity, humility, and empathy in all of your actions and interactions. Foster an environment of trust and psychological safety where team members feel comfortable taking risks and making mistakes and being vulnerable. Trust is the foundation of servant leadership. And invest in the growth and the development of your team. Provide opportunities for learning and skill building and career advancement. And, you know, when it comes to leadership, humility is so important. I'd say it's one of the top things. Recognize you are not infallible and that you can learn from team members. Embrace feedback, admit mistakes, and be open to new ideas and perspectives. And of course, I've mentioned this before, it's really important. Acknowledge and celebrate the achievements and contributions of your team members and show appreciation for their hard work. And connect your team members to a larger purpose or mission, to the company at large or your team at large that inspires and motivates them, and help them see how their work contributes to the overall goals and greater good. By embracing these server leadership principles and practices, you can create a supportive and empowering environment where your team members can thrive and grow to their full potential. And that brings us to the end of today's episode of Ignoring the Rules. I've explored the art of drama-free management and uncovered the strategies that great managers use to deliver exceptional results while maintaining a harmonious work environment. From clear communication and effective conflict resolution to fostering a positive team culture, I've discussed practical tips and insights that you can start applying right away. Because remember, the key to being a great manager lies in your ability to lead with confidence, clarity, and calm, ensuring your team stays focused and productive without unnecessary stress. And so thank you for tuning in, being part of this important discussion. If you found value in today's episode, please share it with your friends and colleagues. Don't forget to subscribe for more insights and strategies to help you lead your team to success. And please go to WayneRobertson.com for the latest news, episodes, and additional information about the new world of getting things done. I also welcome comments about the podcast episodes and subjects you would like to see in future episodes. I don't have all the answers, and so I'm always happy to see your comments and information. We are all in this together, and the more we share information, the better we all will be. So let us all know what you found that works in your projects. Thanks so much for listening. Let's get together next time and have another great topic on getting all this work done. Thanks.